This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is currently 6:15 on this Tuesday morning, January 6th, or as it's otherwise known, King's Day. We officially open up Mardi Gras season today, with carnival season, if you will, with the selling of king cakes. Not that you couldn't get them beforehand. It seems like the king cake window has every year it seems to get wider and wider and wider, which is fine. I love king cakes. There's no problem with that. Our taking it to the text question is asking you, you can have any type of king cake you want from anywhere. You can even create your own if you want. Your imagination, your taste buds, the only boundary. So with that in mind, what kind of king cake are you having? What are you picking? 504-260-1870. My favorite involved Eggs Benedict. It was more savory than sweet, and I'll tell you about it after the news. Right now, though, we're joined by Patrick Penfield, our friend, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Tommy, your listeners.
Do you know what the limit is on New Year's? At what point do you stop saying Happy New Year?
I'm going to say probably in 2 more weeks.
Two more weeks. Sorry. So we have until mid-January to get all the Happy New Year's out of the way. So I'm looking at a story here from CNN that says a lot of our clients really didn't want to pass the costs of tariffs on, but now they're really having to. And this is the principal at Peacock Tariff Consulting, which surprised me that there is actually a tariff consulting company, but there is. Is this something new? I'm not talking about Peacock specifically, but has this whole tariff thing kind of generated a cottage industry in a way where people didn't really care about tariffs before, where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, hang on here. What's going on?
Oh, absolutely, Tommy. I mean, I think everybody, every business was looking at ways to try to minimize the impact of tariffs. And so a lot of times if you're a consultant, you know, that's one of the things that you can, you know, lend your expertise to in order to get paid. And so, yeah, it's huge business right now, you know, until this subsides.
So when we talk about tariffs in 2025, you know, it's on, it's off, it's off, it's on, it's on, it's off. I don't know who got tariffed for what. How much did the U.S. Treasury collect, and from whom did they collect it?
Yeah, I want to say it was probably close to over $170 billion. And most of that was collected from businesses, you know, so folks that were importing goods here into the United States. And so they collected it from them, and then they, in turn, usually pass that cost on along to the consumers.
So bottom line is they paid it out of their pocket to the U.S. Treasury. It's a tax is what it is. And for the most part, they did pass that along to consumers or not, and what part does that play in rising prices?
Yeah, I think for the most part, most of that was passed on to consumers, and so that's the you know, the whole reason why you see rising prices is just because, again, it's an added cost, and so you've got two choices. Either you pass it on to the consumer, or you absorb it, and you make less money. So most businesses passed along that, you know, the tariff bump.
So who is being tariffed right now, and from the consumer's standpoint, what goods is it that we would buy, or are they that we would buy, that would get our attention, where it's like, for example, let me give you my towel index at Walmart, okay? There was a towel at Walmart, and for whatever reason, my kid got married, and I was jokingly bought them some towels as a gift from Walmart, right? And they were $2 each. And it was a nice towel. There's nothing wrong with the towel. But then I saw this year the same exact towel was now double the price. And I'm wondering, well, there could be a lot of reasons behind this. Could it have been an introductory thing at the beginning where they were trying to get me hooked on the towel or at least expose me to the towel? Or could it be manufacturing costs have gone up? Or is this a direct result of tariffs? And there's no doubt that this was made in China. So when it comes to textiles in China and tariffs, tell me about my Walmart towels, Patrick.
Yeah, so a lot of times, Tommy, when you're Walmart is like one of the largest importers of goods from China, and just because of, you know, the cost of buying from China is so low. But when tariffs hit, you know, Walmart in turn had to raise prices. And so sometimes you'll see this with Walmart. They'll have what are called loss leaders bring you into the store, try to get you hooked on something or buy something, and then, you know, their thinking is that you'll buy other stuff, which, you know, they've raised prices on. So, you know, that's kind of the whole Walmart approach. So I think for the most part, that's kind of what we've been seeing. You know, if your listeners, you know, what they've probably been, seeing from a price standpoint, coffee's gone up 18%, 2025, beef 14%. You know, the interesting thing, Tommy, and this would shock me, was silver. Silver prices went up 147% in 2025, which is just crazy. And a lot of that is because, you know, China controls a lot of the silver industry.
So when it comes to, and I'm not, you know, stuck on this towel or anything, Patrick, but when it comes to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Doubling the price, would there be enough tariffs in place to justify doubling the price on any item? I know it's hard for you to tell about this one item. There's no way you could do a micro study on that, but I'm just wondering, generally speaking, would the tariff have caused the price to double or not?
No, it shouldn't have. And I think for the most part, that's probably what you saw, Tom, is they got you in there, they sold it at a low price in the beginning, and then they raised the price.
Still a good towel at $4, I'll tell you that. 6:21 more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:27, couple of minutes left. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Patrick Penfield, our guest professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse. So if you were to be writing the story of tariffs for 2025, what would the story be as far as the effect it has had on consumers and prices?
Yeah, I think overall prices went up because of tariffs, and I think consumers paid more. So I would think the tariff impact was anywhere probably from 3 to 5%, you know, as far as consumers buying things. I think that's probably what they saw. So unfortunately, that's what happens with tariffs. You know, prices go up.
So what about the other side of it in terms of supply chain? Because the whole idea behind tariffs was to create American investment or American manufacturing, correct?
Yeah, you're correct, Tommy. And I think we're seeing some of that, but we haven't seen it, you know, full scale yet. So that's the problem, you know, when you're building a factory, you know, it takes years. And so, you know, we're not seeing the job creation that we thought we were going to see right away, or that President Trump thought he was going to see right away. It's going to take some time. And so, again, that's the big issue.
And where does the Supreme Court and their decision weigh into all of this?
Yeah, it hasn't been decided yet. So I think this month is when that decision hopefully will be made. So if the Supreme Court says that it was unlawful for President Trump to enact those tariffs, then, you know, we probably could have chaos. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, to the marketplace, what happens to business. And so from what I understand, also businesses could recover that money if they were charged a tariff. If the Supreme Court finds out that, you know, or decides that it's illegal for the president to enact tariffs.
So, you know, you can look at things one of two ways. There's an acronym, TACO, Trump Always Chickens Out. And I know people that love President Trump are going to get angry at that. I'm just telling you that gained traction on Wall Street for much of the summer. But you can look at it as the president, quote, chickened out, or you can look at it as the threat of the tariffs themselves were enough to accomplish what he was trying to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely, right. So, you know, that's the hope, is that, you know, that by doing what he did, that we'll see, you know, job creation here in the United States.
So what should we look for in 2026 as far as tariffs? Or it all depends on what the president decides to do, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think hopefully, you know, we'll see a little we won't see as much as we saw in 2025. That would be my hope. And that's just because businesses need some type of, you know, baseline, right? They need to make sure that, hey, they understand what prices are. And so if they do, then that'll be good for businesses. If not, if President Trump decides to enact more tariffs, then it'll cause more chaos.
Have tariffs affected the supply chain at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, we've seen, you know, companies change over to different countries to get a lower tariff. We've seen people try to produce more in the United States. We've seen an impact in regards to prices going up. So, yeah, it's been a huge, had a huge impact on the supply chain.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate your time as always. Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse. When we come back, we'll talk to Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Law enforcement deaths in the line of duty dropped by 25% in 2025, which is good news. We'll break down that report. And we'll talk to Scott Vaughn, our friend, founder of Unbranded. Governor Landry declared January Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Scott does some good work about what he does with removing tattoos of people that have been sex trafficked that are marked like a product, speaking of supply chain in a grocery store. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.